You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's trending report time. What's going on? Well, most school districts in Denver area closed again today. Many government offices are either shut down or going to open up late today. Hopefully things kind of get back to normal at DIA after nearly 1,000 flights were canceled yesterday. And the good news is, late yesterday, I-70 reopened up into the mountains. So,
boy, the images from DIA yesterday from the security lines and everything, not one person in there. It was eerie. Yeah, it's really weird seeing it like that.
An empty airport.
Yeah.
Xcel says it's working hard to restore power. There's still about 11,000 homes in the Denver-Boulder area that are without power. I was talking with Josh yesterday about the 2003 St. Patrick's Day storm and about how there were people that had no power for, I don't know, like 3 to 5 days.
Yeah, it was bad for sure.
My partner on the show back then, I mean, she and her husband, they didn't have power, I think, for 5 days.
Yeah.
And they couldn't use their toilets for 5 days. So
Our lights were flickering last night, and we thought for sure. I was like, oh, here we go.
But they stayed on. Organizers of the St. Patrick's Day parade say the show will go on tomorrow morning starting at 9:30. So put on your big old green coat and go out and have some fun with the parade. What else is going on with St. Patrick's Day today? They say the Americans are going to spend about $7 billion on the holiday this year, mostly food and beverages, and probably the emphasis on the beverages. I mean, I'm not a St. Patrick's Day kind of person. Are you?
We do the corned beef and cabbage. Nick Nack was just texting me about an hour ago and said, you know what, we should probably go get some corned beef and cabbage and do the potatoes, and she's going to make the soda bread, and I mean, I'm a huge corned beef fan, but we've been eating so much meat lately that I'm kind of like, is there a vegetarian St. Patrick's Day meal that we can
eat mostly the cabbage, I guess.
Yeah. God, it
go
stinks
heavy on
up
the cabbage.
It stinks up the house for days when you boil it.
Yeah, I won't even allow that crap to be made in the house. So.
It's so good for you, though.
You enjoy. Hey, this is interesting. Anytime I fly, if I'm in a row, with three seats, it's so funny because I'm a window seat guy. I like to cocoon myself into that window seat. And then you kind of just keep your fingers crossed that it's not a full flight and there won't be anybody in the middle seat next to you. Please don't let anybody be in the middle seat. Please, please, please. In my last flight back from Denver a couple of weeks ago, a really large guy who was like in my space and everything, his leg over it. Oh, it was just... Anyway, I bring this up because Frontier Airlines is trying something that they're calling Upfront Plus. You can guarantee that the middle seat in your row will be empty. How about that?
What's it going to cost me?
Well, they have an introductory price right now of $49, and that's way cheaper than just buying another, seat on the plane. The catch is they call it Upfront Plus because it's only for the first two rows on the plane. So if you're getting in those rows,
up front, I
plus,
get it.
You can guarantee that middle seat, so you can use the space under the seat. Mm. You can bring down the tray table and put some of your stuff on there.
Get your fat old leg over there, it sounds like.
Yeah, I just got done recording a little piece for the Mindbender Club. And because this popped into my head, and I wonder if anybody else is going to end up thinking about this. Let's say I'm sitting in my window seat. And I pay the extra money for that middle seat to not be occupied. Well, I just did a real solid for the person who's on the aisle, right? Because they get to benefit from it, too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so how does that work? Do I turn to them and say, look, you can Venmo me a few bucks
halfsies.
If you want.
Yeah, halfsies.
Or you can buy me a couple of cocktails on the flight.
All right.
Anyway, that's getting underway. It's called Upfront Plus if you want to fly.
Is there additional pricing that I can pay to make sure that the door doesn't fall off and the wheels don't fall off?
And the wheels stay on?
And there's no fluid leaking. It was just the latest one.
God, I tell you,
is there a price for that? The keep the door on price?
Yeah. movies out today. New movies. Arthur the King. And you might think it's about, King Arthur. It's not. It's a Mark Wahlberg movie. Do I even want to tell you what the synopsis is? It involves a dog. It's Mark Wahlberg and a dog.
Well,
so it probably will get
double cute.
Plenty of people
so
in the
cute.
Theater.
Yeah.
There's one of my favorite Elton John songs is off the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album. It's called Love Lies Bleeding. I love that song. Well, Kristen Stewart has a movie out today with that title, Love Lies Bleeding. It's a crime thriller, Jeremy.
Ooh.
Kristen Stewart owns a gym. She helps her father dispose of bodies of his business rivals. But things spin out of control after her bodybuilder girlfriend gets hooked on steroids and more bodies start piling up.
Awesome.
Sounds like the feel-good movie of the year, awesome. Doesn't it? What else is out today? This is one that I really want to see. It's called Remembering Gene Wilder. It is a documentary about the life and the career of the legendary comedian and film actor Gene Wilder. Hey, he was the original Willy Wonka,
yeah,
you know,
right.
And Blazing Saddles and stuff. So that's a documentary that's out today. Speaking of movies, Kristen Wiig is in the news because she has come forward and said, I don't want a Bridesmaid sequel. What? Somebody who's the star of a multi-gazillion dollar movie does not want to make a sequel?
Yeah, just leave that one alone. That's a standalone for sure.
I always say there's some things that just, you know, just
let it be good,
let it
right?
be good, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, the other co-stars of that movie, Melissa McCarthy, Maya Rudolph, they've all said that they want to do a sequel, but Kristen Wiig is like, count me out. Quickly, news for nerds. SpaceX had their third test flight yesterday, the largest rocket ever built, known as Starship. But Elon Musk and his people there call it the BFR. And I'll just let you figure that out for yourself. If you can't figure out what BFR stands for, and we're talking about a rocket, and it's the largest one ever. This time it did successfully reach space, and then it broke up upon reentry before it splashed, you know, before it could splash down in the Indian Ocean. But they do say it was a success. Did you watch any of the video of it lifting off?
No, I didn't.
We have a listener of ours who lives just like 30 miles from it, and she texted yesterday morning and said that the last time one of those lifted off down by her house, she goes, it feels like an earthquake.
Oh,
you
bet.
Know, even that many miles away, mm-hmm. just everything
power.
Is shaking. And then the last thing in news for nerds, they have found the world's oldest tube of lipstick from about 3,500 years ago. Archaeologists dug it up. They say it's more like lip paint, but it's pretty much made out of the same ingredients that modern lipstick is made from. And in case you were wondering, yes, ladies, it was red.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bright
sexy,
red.
Sexy.
So even 3,500 years ago, they got themselves all sexed up. What else is trending?
Well, there's some exciting NSYNC news. I guess they reunited at Justin Timberlake's album release show on Wednesday night. Some of the audio and pictures are now leaking out. They performed a four-song set of Girlfriend, Bye Bye Bye, It's Gonna Be Me, and then a new song, Paradise. His album comes out today?
Yeah, it is. It's out
today. So it's coming
out
today. So that's pretty exciting for the whole NSYNC posse that still follows these guys around. I also saw that Scott Stapp is releasing a new album, the dude from Creed, which kind of got me all
Twitter baited.
Yeah, I
wanted to tell you about that.
Kind of excited.
I figured you'd be all happy about that.
Pierce Brosnan from the 1993 hit Mrs. Doubtfire has pled guilty to a Yellowstone hiking case. He was charged with wandering into a delicate hot spring back in November. And that's the word that they're using, a delicate hot spring.
Dude went off trail, man.
Went off trail, and his fatal flaw was that he started posting social media pictures of where he was. Now, they say if he had been found guilty instead of just saying, yeah, I did it, he could have faced up to $5,000 and 6 months of jail time. But instead, he was ordered to pay some fines, court-cost fines, and then a fee of about $1,500 to get off the hook, it sounds like.
Yeah, so he has to make a donation to
careful.
A nonprofit that like helps oversee the park.
Be careful where you're hiking in Yellowstone. Apparently, you can get in big, big trouble. Swifties are a force to be reckoned with, so says this story. Scientists from the Seismological Society of America, those wackadoos, analyzed data from the Tay-Tay concerts over the summer, and they said, yep, her concerts definitely create seismic data. And specifically, the biggest is the song Shake It Off. They say that one produces the largest tremor with a magnitude of 0.851. So it almost hit one on the Richter scale. And they said that's about 70,000 fans just dancing their booty off at the concerts. And yeah, it's making the earth shake. Isn't that crazy to think about? I mean, I was at the Garth Brooks concert at Mile High, and that was top to bottom. Even the field was full of people. And then when people started moving, I was like, man, I hope they built this stadium good.
I remember the old Mile, the original Mile High Stadium at like a Broncos playoff game one time where people were banging, you know, on those bleachers. And yeah, it felt like the whole place was just going to vibrate to pieces.
It gets really scary.
Yeah.
They say Metallica is also on the Richter scale. They say, but it's a different kind of movement because Tay-Tay people are dancing, whereas they're headbanging at the Metallica. So it's kind of like a whoom, whoom, whoom.
I wonder if the speaker system plays into it too, especially with Metallica with that bass.
I bet. Yeah. So the Easter Bunny might be looking for some cheaper alternatives this year because Easter baskets are going to be much more expensive. And dying eggs. They said the bird flu continues to impact egg production, the one that was back in 22. So there's a smaller amount of eggs to die. Cocoa prices are up. And then what else? Various gifts, treats, things like that, just generally with inflation. Everything is going to have a higher price tag this year for Easter. They say the good news is peeps are staying pretty level right now, and they have some new flavors. I know, right? Gross. And then this video has gone viral this morning. Man, you can't even cheat anymore. This woman was hanging out, where was this, in Vegas, and she saw this guy who was there for his bachelor party, and he was obviously cheating. So what she did, actually here, I'll have her explain what she did. Here you go.
If your fiance just went on his bachelor trip to Las Vegas and was at the MGM Wet Republic pool yesterday, Sunday, March 9th, he cheated on you. I went to test the waters, so I went over and I just said, hi, where are you from, whatever, and he was super flirty. And I said, oh, are you the one getting married? And he said, supposedly, something like that. Their entire group was wearing pink hats, and I have his Instagram. His name rhymes with Cat Saddams. I hope it wasn't you, but he cheated on you.
So what, Matt Adams is probably his name? Cat Saddams? I mean, I don't know. I think she witnessed him cheating and decided to make this video. I kind of get it, but yet if she was going over there being all flirty...
I call that entrapment is what I call that.
I understand it's entrapment.
It's entrapment.
But I guess he could have completely walked away and not fell for the flirtiness. But kind of interesting, right? Be careful when you're out there cheating because somebody could come over and rat you out. Man, what a time we're living in.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this giant blueberry I posted.
This is crazy.
A company in Australia called Costa Berries unveiled the largest blueberry ever. Normal blueberry, about a gram or two. This one is 10 to 20 times heavier than that. 20 grams. So they say it's about the size of a ping pong ball, I think is what I was seeing. It's a massive blueberry, and I want to bite it.
Have you noticed that the blueberries that you can get at Costco these days are much larger? They seem so abnormally large,
they're
but this one
big.
Is a freak.
And usually when you get fruit that big, it becomes kind of bland. I know like if grapes are too big or strawberries, but the blueberries still hold on to their flavor.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a giant blueberry. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.